now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Which is very true. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country to get to hear their names mentioned occasionally, but usually not very often. However, we love them, and they love us right back, because you get to spread the joy of Spano and Black all around the country. But most important in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go. And what we mean by radio on the go is just the fact that you're going, and if you want to listen to your radio, well, there's all kinds of ways to do it. And all the devices that we love to talk about, and Joe actually has, like the watch, like the iPhone, like the Android, whether or not it's a tablet, whether it's your PC, whether it's your laptop, whatever the circumstances are, you're sitting there, you're doing some work. Maybe you got a little bit of vacation time coming. You're working from home, maybe. You're chilling out. You're getting ready to go to the beach, sitting on your boat, whatever the circumstances are. Well, you can, if you have one of these devices, you can grab Spano and Black and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network no matter where you are. And that's the joy of radio on the go, because if you go to Stitcher, if you go to TuneIn, if you go to iHeartRadio, there's a listen live capacity on there. You click it, boom. There we are. You can find us anywhere, anytime, any W. You know, you can if there's a particular interview that you enjoyed, or maybe you missed it and you want to hear it, well, you can do that too. You can go into the archives, and there we are as well. You can go to our homepage. Wealth of information, wealth of knowledge. You click on the Listen Live button, Spano and Black, any program on the network. You click it, Listen Live, there we are. But most important to us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. Because of the fact the ladies and gentlemen that are serving us overseas or even around the country and are away from home and are needing that little taste of home, well, hopefully we're providing some of here with the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table for this two-hour extravaganza going forward here on this lovely Tuesday morning.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That's not a bad idea. If you're on your way to the beach, it's never too early to have a beer. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe's probably on his way to the beach right now, so throw him a text at Joe Spano 56. We'll have a little fun with him, see if he responds. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air, not always the easiest of tasks. He always has his duct tape and his super glue ready to go. The Olympics is where we're going to start. And we'll have some fun with that as we set the table up. But it's not going to start on a fun note, and something that we didn't get into extensively leading up to the Olympics, but we're going to cover a little bit today in the doping, quite frankly, that's been going on. And it's mostly affecting the Russians, but there will be other athletes that will be outed, of course. And this is an ongoing battle that all sport faces. And when you consider the go-to aspect of WADA and the IOC and the fact that they always pride themselves on being the strictest when it comes to finding the doping. When you think about all the stuff that went on with the Russian team and what went on in Sochi and everything else as they tried to get around things. I mean, they're doping their Paralympians. So we'll talk about that and reference some of that stuff. And then we'll get into the actual sports themselves and talk about the fact that the Americans are kicking some butt in a major way in the pool with gymnastics. Basketball is looking good. We haven't even turned the page on the track and field yet, which will start next week. And on Monday, we'll have a guest that'll be unique, and that's a 15-year-old. And we've talked about some of the Olympians that are sponsored through TD Ameritrade and Kellogg's, and they have mentors and you know, they're being pushed up as perhaps prime candidates for Tokyo. And it's a wonderful story. It's the fact that these kids are being mentored and being pushed in the direction of going for excellence is a nice story. And on the corporate level, it's good for the corporation. It makes them look good. It's good for the kids. It helps them out. And you know, it's a win-win situation. But there are a lot of kids that are trying to get there on their own. And I ran into a young pole vaulter who's trying to become an elite athlete and is pointing towards the Olympics in 2020. And she's a notch below the elite right now, but not that far. And she's in the process of getting it done. And we're going to talk about the various sacrifices and stress and all the kind of things that go on with that when you're basically, you know, trying to get it done on your own and you're pursuing a dream. So that'll be on Monday. Got a lot to talk about. Tim Tebow, never going away, nor should he. And we'll talk about that a little bit because Twitter is blowing up over the fact that he's going to hold an open workout and try to advance his professional athletic career in the field of baseball, which he hasn't played in a decade. And, you know, we'll talk about that. You can weigh in with your opinions on 1-800-878-PLAY. We've got a bunch of NFL to talk about as well. And we have some Major League Baseball to talk about, time permitting. So we'll get into all that here on the attack. But, you know, like I said, unfortunately, and when you're dealing with things, and particularly with these Olympics, there's on the seedy side of what goes on. And we've talked at length about the money trail and things that have happened as far as preparing for the Olympics, the handling of things by Rio and the Brazilian government. And, you know, so far, and I've seen the pictures, and, you know, the facilities are not good. And you're going to hear the stories after the Olympics are over, because they're putting the bright, shiny face on things right now, on how it was for some of the athletes and the fact that they were going into substandard facilities. And when you're preparing for the biggest event of your life, in many cases, and in many cases a one-shot deal, you know, you should have the creature comforts as you get ready, and everything should be world-class. And it from all appearances, it's not. And those stories will come out more and more after the Olympics when they're doing the recap, and then they will go away until the next Olympics in Tokyo. And I can guarantee you we won't be having those same discussions when things go to Tokyo. But with that being said, unfortunately, one of the other Olympic stories is the doping. And it's, you know, when you're doping your physically challenged athletes to the point where your entire team has been banned, well, then you know there's something wrong going on. I mean, unfortunately, you know, like we were talking about, the real world intrudes. You saw it on Friday where, you know, Lebanese athletes refused to share a bus with Israeli athletes. Serbia has told their athletes that if a Kosovo athlete wins in the same sport and they have to share the medal podium, they're not to do it. You know, you've heard about, and we're going to get to here, United States swimming with Lily King and Yulilia Efimova, excuse me, I got to Efimova, yeah, that's it, Efimova, who got cleared to compete on Saturday after serving a doping ban, and she beat her in the pool last night, and people were going nuts because of this. And, you know, there's back and forth between China and Australia. You know, Mack Horton beat Sun Yang in the pool, and yet another athlete that served a suspension for doping, and they went after each other. You know, Lizzie Armistead from Britain missed three doping tests but was allowed to race after, you know, one of the excuses was accepted. All her competitors froze her out, including people from her own team. Now, understand something. Leading into the Olympics, there was pressure on the International Olympic Committee to completely ban the Russian team. Completely ban them. Which, by the rules, as the anti-doping campaigners wanted, they could have done. It's not mandatory that they should do it, but they could have done it. And instead, what's happened is the individual sports federations, and, you know, it's, if you ever seen Blazing Saddles, and you see the scene with him and with Mel Brooks and all those people in the room where they have to protect their phony baloney jobs, you'll know what I'm talking about here. It's literally phony baloney jobs. These committees, it's like the guys at the bowl games. They wear the funny blazers. They talk about how important they are. They drink a bunch of expensive scotch. And for the most part, they let the athletes get away with murder. So, you know, on the national level for each of the competing teams, unless you're a really poor team or a poor country, I should say, you have an international, you have a national federation for track. And you have, like, you know, for example, here in this country, USA Basketball. Well, you know, what's involved with USA Basketball, quite honestly? The logistics in putting plane fares together in hotels and handing the guys a round ball to bounce and hoping that you can get the best of the best to compete for USA Basketball. And they put Coach K at the front of it as the coach, and the guys follow along. But all the people on the fringe, all the periphery, you know, it's yeah, there's stuff they have to do. I'm not minimalizing it to the point where nothing's going on. But the reality is that, you know, they create these jobs for themselves, and then their responsibility is to oversee what's going on within their own sport. And in many cases, they fail, and they fail miserably. And one of the great examples of this is what's going on with the Russian Federation and how they supervise their athletes, because many of them are doping. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063, 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, we're talking the Olympics and unfortunately the dark side of it and the doping. And the reason why I let off with all of this is because of the fact that last night in the pool, Lily King taking care of her rival, which, you know, whether or not it's a level playing pool in Yulia Efimova, it you know, they're trying to keep it as real as possible, and they're not doing a good job. And again, I talked to you about some of the rivalries, even within these early stages of the Olympics that are going on, where there's been so much questioning about the cleanliness of these athletes. And I'm not talking hygiene here. And it's in all sports. It's in swimming. It's in cycling. It's in weightlifting. It's in track and field. That, you know, an Olympics that have a cloud over it, have an additional cloud over it. Because, you know, you really, if you can't have it at the Olympics, then you can't have it anywhere. And look, everybody has been going for the edge for a long time. And amazingly enough, where a lot of this came to the forefront, and the fact that some organization finally got onto it. When we went to break, I was talking about the fact that the IOC has relied on internal policing to get it done. Well, you know what's going to happen with that. It's like taking a final exam and having one of the 12-year-olds police the rest of the class. It's just not going to happen. But the Paralympic Committee, and, you know, we have Paralympians on this show all the time. And Sir Philip Craven is the guy in charge of the International Paralympic Committee. And Professor Richard McLaren put a report together for the World Anti-Doping Agency. And through private investigation, found that Russia had set up a state-sponsored system to cheat. One where, and this is with the Paralympians, we already know about the other. But where urine specimens, blood specimens, hair samples were swapped, where they were tampered with, or where they lost. You know, where they were just flat out lost. Ha ha. Threw them away. So what they did was they banned the entire Paralympic team for the Russians. It was a bold move. And in my opinion, a right move. Because it at least, it's sending a message. And look, I know you're out there thinking right now to yourself, Bob, who gives a bleep? It's Paralympics. Well, a lot of people care. Number one, the people who are invested in it. And, you know, I remember with the various different Paralympians that we've talked to, you know, first of all, in their lives, they had to overcome whatever they had to deal with, whether it's a loss of a limb or a mental disability or something along those lines, where that's the first hurdle they had to overcome. Then they have to go into the particular discipline of their sport and compete and try to become elite on that level. And then get to the point where they can qualify for the Olympics. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal for them, as it should be. And the incorporation of the Paralympics into the Olympic model, I think, has been a very good thing for sport in general. And I think it's exposed the public to courageous people who don't look at themselves as handicapped in any way, shape, or form and want to step it onto the stage in a big time way. Well, the Russians managed to screw that up. And they had a system where their people could cheat. Paralympians, for crying out loud. So they banned them. They threw them right out. And the various different federations, and this is where they dropped the ball. And from all accounts, and look, there will be American athletes who get caught in this, but from all accounts, the Americans run one of the cleanest programs on the planet. Unlike the Russians. Unlike the Chinese. And don't forget, you know, in those instances, we're dealing with totalitarian governments for the most part that are closed societies. The Russians pretend that they're democracy, but Putin's a strong man. And they would rather do their clandestine operations behind closed doors, hoping that they don't get caught. And if they get caught, well, then so be it. But what the IOC has done here is basically kick the can down the road. And, you know, when you're doing that, you're encouraging cheating. I mean, it's just you can't do that. 30% of the Russian athletes who were prepared to participate in the Olympics were banned. 30%. Some of them got reinstated. You know, I mentioned the swimmer, and there's a bunch of swimmers that got reinstated. They went to arbitration, and look, you have to go to the process that is there for you, and they did, and some of them got reinstated, but they've lost cyclists, road cyclists. They've lost, you know, track and field guys hand over fist, their entire team. And, I mean, look, this is a huge scandal. They're talking about it, but they're not doing what needs to be done. And when it comes right down to it, if there's question about the integrity of what's going on in the Olympics, of all places, where it's the world stage, well, then why even bother having them? Honestly, why even bother having them? And this is, they knew it at Sochi. They knew it at Sochi. And they allowed them to get rid of it. And there was an op-ed written in the article on how the IOC dropped the ball. And just to give you an idea of how badly this was done, the op-ed that was written, and it talked about some of the things that I just talked about. It was endorsed by the heads of 13 national anti-doping organizations: Australia, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Japan, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Poland, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United States. Well, look who isn't in there. The teams that did not protect the honest athletes. And that's literally what it came down to. You know, it's that aspect of it is a horror show, and it's not being talked about by NBC, and it's not being emphasized in any way, shape, or form, except internationally. And that's what, you know, a lot of times when you have to find these stories, and that's the beauty of the internet as you prepare for the show, is that, you know, you can find things in newspapers and news organizations around the world that don't even get mentioned here in the United States because they don't want to put the shiny bow on everything. And shame on the media here for not doing it. You know, we're in what we call right now the dry season for what we do for a living here, the sports talk. You know, training camps are just, excuse me, part of the equation. Football is yet to be played. It will be this weekend, and so there'll be some storylines there. And there's some storylines that are coming out of the camps. Baseball, as we always talk about it, it's a story that always unfolds. Pennant races are going on. But unless you're talking sports on a local level, getting into the minutiae of you know, Detroit and Cleveland is not something that somebody in Miami wants to hear if they're listening to this show. So you talk about the worldwide events that go on in the world of sports. You talk about national events that go on in the world of sports. And a lot of times the people that do what we do here for a living, they drop the ball. They just don't pick up on this stuff. And, you know, it'll have a shelf life of a little while if they do. And then they'll blow past it. But the reality is that, you know, when you're putting up the biggest sporting event that happens only once every 4 years, and you want it on the biggest stage, and you want it to be as perfect as it can be, and you start out with a country that should have never hosted it to start out with, involved in the mix, and you talk about the corruption and everything else that went on leading up to this, and then you throw on top of it athlete after athlete after athlete from one particular country, but literally multiple countries, coming in with questionable cleanliness when it involves doping. Well, it's a recipe for a joke. It's literally a punchline. Well, on the other side, we're actually going to get into the competition, because there was intense competition last night between one of the aforementioned dopers and a clean athlete, and we'll discuss that on the other side.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And before we get into the pool, just to give you an idea, and man, this stuff just annoys the hell out of me. It really does. Because I remember as a kid, and I'm going to date myself a little bit here, but we were in the middle of the Cold War, and they used to show us the stories on the little personal interviews that they do in the Olympics, and they still do, but they're much more American-centric now than they used to be. And, you know, you would see the story about the Chinese gymnast and what they had to go through in order to deal not only with their government, but then get to the elite level on the international level, of course, to compete in the Olympics. You know, I've told the story many times of the Russian weightlifter, and I forget his name, you know, he's probably long gone, who lived in Siberia and trained in the woods and, you know, lifted bears over his head or whatever the storyline was. But they were cool stories. And as a kid, I used to love to listen to them because watch them, because when you looked at it, it put a human face on the enemy, as it were. You know, they were communist countries at the time, and they were the bad guys and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And in a simplistic world, and it was a much simpler place back then, it put a human face on these people. And it was the one area where you could forget about what was going on in the world. And you could actually focus on what these athletes were able to do as individuals. And, you know, to give you an idea of the length and breadth of this, there are 111 Russian athletes banned from these Olympic Games. 111, including 67 track and field athletes. Done. Gone. And when you look at the list, and again, Elfimova got back in. And some of these, you know, they're pending. I might miss some of them. But on the original 111 list, Vladimir Morozov, 24, won bronze in the 4x100 freelay relay at 2012 in London. Nikita Lobonetsev, again, won bronze in a 4x100 and silver in Beijing. And then a whole bunch of their hopefuls that, you know, some had been there before, some were younger, a lot of them in swimming. A lot of them, yeah, most of them in track and field. And it's just, it's amazing. I mean, it's a list of filth. And, you know, if you're going to talk about these games, if you're going to watch these games, you really have to be able to talk about it at great length and understand that, you know, it's part of it. And you just can't turn a blind eye to it any more than you can turn a blind eye to anything that's going on between the athletes as far as competition goes. You know, you're looking for good sportsmanship. You're looking for world records. You're looking for good stories. Well, you know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, part of the deal with this is the bad aspect of it, too. And, you know, again, it pains me to talk about it. It really does. Because, you know, these kids, these girls and guys come there to compete. And it's just a shame. It's a flat-out shame that this goes on to the level. And look, I'm not blaming the athletes. You better understand that. Because what has gone on with these athletes, you got to make the decision. I was talking about it with a friend of mine last night because there's a friend of mine whose kid is a weightlifter. And he's not in the Olympic style of weightlifting. He like deadlifts and things along those lines. He's a completely different animal. But he just shattered a world record for the under 18. And he flat out despises anybody that dopes. He doesn't want to be around them. He's had people in his gym approach him, especially once he started setting records. And talking about the fact, think about what you could do if you altered the equation. And like I said, there are guys and girls who want to do it completely clean. But for those that don't, and I don't care if it's under pressure from your government or your federation, and don't kid yourself, that happens too. They want to compete in the Olympics. They want to compete at the Worlds. And within their own federation, someone will come up to them and they'll say, well, you know, we got a way you can get a little bit better and beat the Australian or beat the American or whatever the circumstances are. And the athlete might go, nah, you know, I'm doing it clean. I can get there. I can do it on my own. And the person who controls whether or not they're even going to represent their country, because look, once they represent the country, if you're on the track or you're in the pool or whatever the circumstances are, your performance is going to dictate what your result will be. You know, you beat the best in the world, you beat the best in the world. Get the gold medal, hangs around your neck, whoop-de-damn-do. But getting there on the team, a lot of times there's a whole lot of politics going on behind the scenes as to whether or not you even get to represent your country, which, again, the people in the Blazers with the phony baloney jobs. And if somebody walks up to these athletes and said, well, you know, we got a program in place, you ain't going to get caught. And if you don't do it, you're not going to represent. We're not even going to allow you to try out. Well, what are you going to do? Go run into the press? They're not going to cover it. So a lot of these athletes succumb. And I'm not making excuses for them. You still have to make the decision. The answer should be no. The answer should be you do run to the press. You go to the highest mountaintop and you scream as loud as you can until somebody pays attention. But unfortunately, they're not doing it. And literally, among the thousands of athletes that are competing in Rio, there's hundreds of athletes that have been banned and more that will be banned. It's an amazing story. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. I promise you getting in the pool and on the basketball court and all that, and I promise you I will. Latest medal count going into today. USA with 19 total, 5 gold, 7 silver, 7 bronze. China with 13, 5 gold, 3 silver, 5 bronze. Australia with 7, 4 gold, 3 bronze. And Italy, 3 gold, 4 silver, 2 bronze. Japan with 10 total. And they always list the gold medals first. Japan with 3 golds, 7 bronze for a total of 10. Russian Federation has 10. 2, 5, and 3. So that's where it stands right now as far as your medal count goes. And as I said, in the pool, cool stuff. And it was a dramatic night. And again, and when you lead, you usually do it for a particular reason. And that's why I did. The drama in the pool last night did not only involve the races, it involved the audience. And that's really interesting. You know, Lily King and Eflamoma, they have been going at each other. And she demolished her. King demolished her in a 100-meter breaststroke final. And Eflamoma took silver, and Katie Melay took the bronze from America as well. But they were going at each other. And, you know, yeah, there were boos in the aquatic center. There was freeze out. Eflamoma said, I thought the Cold War was over, that King was going to be all warm and fuzzy, and King, you know, has been flat-out critical. She said, I don't believe she should be competing in the Olympics. 3 different excuses. One got accepted. She got in, and King demolished her. Wasn't even close. Froze out. Eflamoma tried to congratulate her. King had nothing to do with it. And they were swimming next to each other. So that aspect of it was tough. And then, you know, again, the reaction of the crowd, which I found just extraordinary. When they were introducing the swimmers, you know, there was a little bit of polite applause on some of the part of the audience, but about half of them were booing, which I'm sure was a surprise, you know, because evidently she felt the fact that she was allowed to compete just cleaned up the entire mess. And wasn't the case. And the crowd, to their credit, now I'm not one, you know, verbally abuse somebody, whatever the circumstances. Now, but the crowd, to their credit, took it to the athletes in question. And she wasn't the only one. She wasn't the only one. Just so you know. And Phelps finished second in his heat, the butterfly, and did it pretty easy, which was pretty cool. And yeah, from all accounts, he's got, they got a little rivalry going there too. Chad Leclos from South Africa. And he's the guy that beat Phelps in 2012 in London for the gold in the butterfly, 200-meter butterfly. Was kind of preening around and again, drew the wrath of the crowd a little bit. And was, you know, doing a little bit of a stare down and some posturing. And, okay, all right. They weren't, you know, competing for medal at this point in time. But with that being said, it was pointed directly at Phelps. And look, I, you know, athletic competition is what it is. I mean, Michael Phelps at this point in his career is an old man. And some of the young guns are targeting him. And Leclos is not a young gun by any means. But, you know, he won the gold and Phelps won the silver in 2012. And he let him know it. And some of the other United States Olympic teammates were like, You don't want to get him mad. You really don't. So that was a little drama going on in the Aquatic Center. Katie Ledecky, who has literally become a must-watch athlete in these Olympics, qualified for the 200-meter freestyle final. Missy Franklin, who won four golds in 2012, didn't get there. She didn't even qualify for the final. And we've had Missy on before and talked to her. It's not her strongest event. We'll talk about it on the other side and finish it up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
You better be writing this down. It's going to be a quiz at the top of the hour. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking in the pool in Rio, where the water at least is clean. And Missy Franklin didn't make it. And as I said, before we went to break, we've had her on the show a couple of times. Not our strongest event. She'll be heard from yet in these Olympics. But Katie Ledecky has really turned into the must-watch American in the pool for the women, along with King. And so that's fun. Women are just kicking butt, and the men are doing so as well. Ryan Murphy gets the gold in 100-meter backstroke, and this is the sixth straight time that the Americans have won the gold in 100-meter backstroke. We own it. And David Plummer takes bronze, so that's a nice story for him as well. The only kind of blip on the radar involving the American team is Team USA with the men's gymnastics, because the women are doing great. Didn't make the final. They finished fifth in the team. And, you know, we talked about the domination with the backstroke. Domination, or lack thereof, in men's gymnastics now goes back to 20 years. Our last medal happened in 1996 in Atlanta. And we haven't won gold since 84. So, you know, something to keep an eye on going forward. And that's something that they're going to have to work on as they head towards Japan, improving the performance of Team USA in men's gymnastics. On the other side, we're going to continue with more Olympic talk till we run out of steam on that. Then we're going to switch to the NFL, because there's a tie-in story, a nice story between a competitor in Rio and somebody that plays a little National Football League. Stay tuned for the news at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
When I pulled in my driveway, I walked over because I thought they were still having problems with the battery.
Kirk Homestead was confronted by burglars in Utah Sunday after stepping out of his home.
All I was doing was listening for the shot. I just planned on killing him. Either it was him or I. You know, there was no other options.
He said it was terrifying. A Bronx store worker is dead and a suspect wounded following a police-involved shooting in the Bronx. Assistant Police Chief Larry Nikkanen says the officers were flagged down around 1 in the morning.
When the officers came in, they assisted as they were bringing Mr. Guzman out of the store. Mr. Guzman made a very fast move and grabbed a gun out of one of the officers' holsters.
Guzman fired multiple shots, hitting and killing the 49-year-old store clerk. Guzman was shot 3 times and is in stable condition. This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks? Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
The Arizona Corporation Commission votes today on a rate increase that could make electricity much more expensive for customers with rooftop solar. Ted Houston explains.
Unisource Energy wants to impose demand charges and eliminate net metering for solar customers in Mojave and Santa Cruz counties. Arizona's other utilities are watching the case because if Unisource is successful, companies like APS and Tucson Electric Power will likely ask for the same thing. Under the request, Unisource wants to impose higher monthly rates on rooftop solar customers and reduce the amount of credit they get for the excess electricity their system produces. In addition, the company wants to add a surcharge for the highest amount of electricity used during any given hour each month, called a demand charge. I'm Ted Houston.
If you've been using Hulu, the free lunch period is over. Hulu is going to start notifying users this week that it's moving away from free TV and asking users to subscribe to access content. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The FAA is looking for a few good men and women, like 1,400 air traffic controllers, Terry Sheridan reports.
The FAA is using video and social media such as Twitter as part of their recruiting efforts.
I love my job.
I love my job.
I love my job.
I love my job. I love my job a lot.
Candidates must be at least 31 years old, speak English clearly enough to communicate on air traffic channels, and have a bachelor's degree or appropriate experience. Median salary for a controller is $122,000. The deadline to apply is August 15th.
Yesterday, day number three of the 2016 Olympics was completed in Rio. The top 10 medal countries? Number 10 is Canada, 9 is Great Britain, 8 is Thailand, all with 4 medals, but Thailand has 2 golds. The Republic of Korea is sitting in 7th place with 5 total medals. Australia has 4 golds and 3 bronze for 7. Italy, with 3 gold, 4 silver, and 2 bronze, has 9. Russia sitting in 4th place, just 2 gold medals, but 5 silver, a total of 10. Japan also with 10 medals. China has 13 medals, including 5 gold, and the United States leads the way, 5 gold medals, but 7 silver and 7 bronze for a total of 19, a 6-medal lead in this early competition. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. You really sound it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Joe on vacation until next week. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. We're having a lot of fun doing the show for you here on the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to show us some love. We show them some love right back because we really appreciate you being part of the equation. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's what Joe and I like to talk about because of the fact that the various different devices and platforms that you can get, not only this show, but the rest of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, go a long way in determining how we do and who's listening to us. And so if you're heading to the beach or you're heading to the park or just chilling out on the back deck right now as the sun's starting to come up and you're enjoying yourself a little bit, maybe munching a little breakfast, don't want to look at all the nonsense going on in the political world as we head towards November as far as that goes, and you want to get yourself a little bit of sports and have a little bit of fun and maybe a little bit of seriousness as well, well, you can do it via your devices and via the various different platforms. And what I mean by that is your tablet, your iPhone, your Android, your watch, laptop, PC, whatever the circumstances are, you can grab you some Spano and Black Attack. And, you know, that's where the aspect of it is fun, and that's what we love about radio on the go, is that it has become so easy to get our programming. You know, you're not just sitting in the car. And that's how radio used to be, but that's not the case anymore. And when it comes right down to it, the evolution of radio is going to go a long way in determining whether or not radio stays relevant. And, boy, are they on the right track with that. And, you know, again, no matter where you're heading, go to TuneIn, go to Stitcher, go to iHeart. It's all there for you. Click on the Listen Live. Our own website, Sports Byline USA, the award-winning website. We've yet to determine the award. Click on Listen Live. There we are. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Our guys and gals overseas, we appreciate you protecting us, the freedoms we enjoy, and the freedom to listen to this show. Small freedom, but it's a freedom nonetheless. We'll be right back on the other side to set the table.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Let me tell you something. You black people come in here and put way too much cheese on my nachos, and then you go home and put it on your burger. You're not for your burger.
That's true. They're for the nachos, and you better make sure you damn well keep that in mind. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, out on the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if you want to go in via Twitter. And Twitter universe is exploding right now over the fact that Tim Tebow is having that open tryout in baseball. And we'll get to that eventually if we find time to do some baseball. If not, it'll carry over till tomorrow because there's always a lot to talk about when it involves Timmy. But right now, we are focusing on the Olympics. And again, not to beat a dead horse, but with all the negative that's going on, it's difficult sometimes to find a positive. But there are a bunch of positive stories. And we talked about the dominance in the pool on the part of the Americans, and that'll continue as swimming goes on through the weekend, and then we'll spin in a track and field next week. And there's a pretty cool story, actually a couple of cool stories, by Joe Lemire, our buddy, on Vocative. And one of them, and if you remember yesterday, I was talking about the fact that with the women's Olympic team, that they have a nice mix of veterans who've been there before and first timers, and they're really, really doing well. And more than likely going to win the team gold. They've got favorites in many of the events as far as individual gold. And that'll come all to pass here in the next few days. But to give you an idea in gymnastics, how how age comes into play, Allie Raisman is 22. And her teammates call her Grandma Allie at 22. But there's a person competing in the Olympics from Uzbekistan named Oksana Chuznovitna. And I wanted to make sure I got it right. Oksana Chuznovitna from Uzbekistan, who is now in her seventh Olympic Games, started in 1992 in Barcelona. And she won a team gold competing for the unified team. That's when the Soviet Union was going from the process of being the Soviet Union into now the Russian Federation and all the offshoots that were breaking out. And she's competing in the vault. I got to tell you, it's a hell of a good story. She has a kid that's 16 years old. A son. I don't know if he's going to end up competing, but she did a nice job on Sunday night. The vault was pretty cool. You know, the techniques are different and everything else, but here she is. She's 41 years old. Wesley Chu tweeted out, That's like a 114-year-old competing in the NBA, which Michael Jordan could probably do. And, you know, again, this is a person that's won medals. She's been featured on her own postage stamp. I saw the picture. She's cut. I mean, you know, this is a person that has kept herself in shape. I mean, obviously, if you're going to compete on that level. But, you know, when you look at it, she's defined. And they showed the side-by-side pictures of when she was a kid and from now. And she still kind of looks like a kid in some ways. But, you know, she's got a defined body, and it's a mature body. I mean, you could tell the difference between the the years, 92 and this year. But there were some great tweets on this. You know, Nice Eric threw one out. A 41-year-old gymnast is competing in her 7th Olympics. I just texted my son and offered him $5 to come downstairs and give me the remote. Jeff Canada said, I felt kind of sore when I got out of bed this morning. Then I saw a 41-year-old Olympic gymnast do a vault. I'm not so sore anymore. Larry Bienes, that 41-year-old gymnast is amazing, but I imagine it's hell having to hang out with 14-year-olds every 4 summers when you're that age. That's a good one. Nice. Good stuff. Good stuff. That's funny. So like I said, there were good stories. And you know, again, I want to reemphasize, this is what I was talking about in the first couple of segments in the first hour. You know, these kind of stories are really what the Olympics are supposed to be about. This is the ideal. And it'll get the perfunctory couple of seconds on the telecast. They may have already done it. It's possible that I missed it because I don't stay glued to the television watching every minute of the Olympics. I watch a lot of it, but I certainly don't watch every minute of it. But those are the stories that entertain. Those are the stories that people want to see. Like I said, when you're getting that kind of reaction on Twitter and people are talking about their own aches and pains and now they're ashamed of themselves and bribing their kids so they can watch the event and all this kind of good stuff, that's cool. That's fun. That's what it's supposed to be about. Not the rest of the nonsense. Now watch, you'll end up testing dirty. Those are the kind of stories that you know, you want to have happen. We've talked about women's gymnastics and Simone Biles and the fact that she is on her way to becoming she already is a superstar, but when these Olympics are over, you're going to see her all over the place. She'll be in a Wheaties box. She'll be doing the tour. She'll be doing a national tour, the whole nine yards, and probably be back 4 years from now in Japan if she is so inclined. But, you know, I talked about Allie Raisman. Gabby Douglas is still on the team. Lori Hernandez is getting a lot of feedback on Twitter and positive feedback at that. She really, and she certainly is a crowd favorite in Rio because, you know, with the Latino heritage, it's playing down there in Brazil. But on top of it, she just has a personality that just explodes off the screen, you know. And unlike, you know, Michaela's not impressed, which, you know, that poor girl, that'll follow her the rest of her life. And she's a very sweet girl. We've had her on. But Lori Hernandez she's got a bit of an attitude in a good way. She's not, you know, she's kind of a human highlight film. The facial expressions are amazing. She's already acquired a couple of nicknames. They're calling her the human emoji and baby Shakira. She's an intense competitor. And when she's on the beam and she's on the floor, it truly comes out. You know, she got a second place on the beam. And she just is all over it. And what she's doing is just cool. You know, it's first rate. She was all banged up and injured back in 2014. And it wasn't even sure that she was going to make the team. And, you know, it's unfortunately for her, she didn't get selected on the bars, and so she can't go on the all-around. But, you know, she can still win in the beam. She can still win another medal as well, and then, of course, the team. So, pretty cool. And she's a great, she's a combination of power and dance and unique athletic ability. And again, like I said, she wears it all on her sleeve. And if you look, you know, go to YouTube, go to some of the various different sites, look at the videos. And she's just bringing it. She's a unique and dynamic personality. And she's going to be one of the great stories coming out of the Olympics. Biles will be as well. The women's Olympic gymnastic team is going to be the story coming out. Well, one of the stories, but certainly a huge story. And since gymnastics plays so well as far as the ratings go, networks are going to be real, real happy at the end of the weekend. We'll come back. We'll continue with some more Olympics before we move on to bigger and better things here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm in the mood. The rhythm
Little fog hat bringing you back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the coast at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And of course, you can get us at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, viewing for today, and stuff is already on the air. You got a little bit of water polo replay, China versus Hungary. You have men and women's archery starting at 10 o'clock. You know, it's funny. I've had this conversation with people a number of times. Fencing today, and it's already on. And I'm sorry, we'll be on at 10 o'clock. I fenced, and I was damn good at it. High school, college, you know, not good enough to be an Olympian, but I was pretty good. And I featured Epe and Saber. Anybody that thinks it's a sissy sport, come down to the club. I'll introduce you to fencing. We got handball going on, table tennis, field hockey, a little judo going on. So if you're into your martial arts, that's really cool. Weightlifting going on as well, men's and women's going on today. You know, Williams sisters out in doubles. Women's singles third round today, Madison Keys and Carla Navarro from Spain. That's a featured match. Boxing getting underway. And it's amazing how fast the sports have fallen in many ways. Certain sports just fall out of favor. And boxing, which used to be emphasized dramatically by the networks in the Olympics, has become an afterthought. They schedule it during the days. You know, they'll show certain fights, particularly if it involves Americans, but they've really gotten away from the exposing of that. And it's interesting why, because you know, for a while they were going to ban the sport because of the brutality and all that kind of good stuff. Reality is, Olympic boxing had its own challenges as far as the point system. Remember the scandal between the Korean and American back in the day. But you know, it's all points, it's technique, it's finesse. And it's interesting because they, like I said, they don't focus on it at all. Today you got lightweight prelims, middleweight prelims, and super heavy prelims. That'll be cool. Rugby is being played, and I don't know if you've seen any of it, but that's all been pretty neat. Water polo with the women, Russia versus Australia. Pretty neat. Now, I'm just grabbing some things here that you need to be checking out on the elite level, stuff that's going to be played. Table tennis in full swing. Soccer's being played. Volleyball's being played today. Women's basketball, Turkey versus Japan. Our women are doing great. The men are doing great. They dismantled Argentina. Third round match at 5:45. Serena, as she tries to win gold again, going up against Svitolina from UKR. I don't even know what country that is. Handball, basketball, Lithuania is going to be one of the challengers for medal against Nigeria. We've got some beach volleyball. And the beach volleyball has been really cool. And, you know, they're in the preliminary matches for the most part, not anything with the medals going on. But this is where Rio is shining. And you have to give a lot of credit here. They built the venue, and I don't know if you've seen it. It's a temporary structure, but they can seat up to, I believe, 12,000 people. It goes about 70 feet high. But they built a really nice, they built it high enough where the wind's not going to come into play in a big way, which is nice because they put it on a level playing field, as it were. And the other aspect of it, which is really neat, is that they're playing some of the matches during the day, but they're almost mimicking what the U.S. Tennis Association has done with the U.S. Open. They have that featured night match. And what they've been able to do with that, which makes it really cool, is it has turned into complete party. I mean, it is they are going nuts. And if you have the opportunity to check it out, if some of the evening stuff, check it out. Because it is a good time. Once the sun goes down, the party starts in Rio. And what they did was, like I said, in building this thing, they're not selling a ton of tickets to anything yet. Now, it'll increase, but you can see pretty plainly that tourists were scared off by Zika and the crime and everything else, and they're not getting anywhere near the turnout from the foreign dollars that they expected. But they're getting people to go in to the beach volleyball venue. And it is literally, it's drums and horns and, you know, congas and bells and whistles and costumes. And I mean, it is a zoo in there. You can go to YouTube and check it out. But if you have the opportunity to watch the coverage, even if beach volleyball is not your thing, trust me. The 200-meter butterfly is tonight. Phelps will be back in a pool, and he's looking for revenge. Like they said, he's going to be swimming angry. The aforementioned beach volleyball, they got a preliminary match between the Italian team and Tunisia. That'll be cool. More beach volleyball later on between Russia and China. 11 o'clock, like I said, fun match. The girls are out there. Canada and Switzerland. Trust me when I tell you, it's going to be fun. And again, they're kind of featuring this on the back end. And rightfully so. And give credit to NBC as well for figuring it out and that they should give it more coverage. Because, look, the pool stuff's going to be great and they're going to have a good time with it. You know, men's group B, they're going to give some love to the basketball with Argentina and Croatia. But the beach volleyball, 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, 2 1-hour matches back to back as they get ready to go up against the local news. And when I tell you it's a zoo, it's a zoo. And, I would imagine because they're not talking about it too much. But, one of the things that's going on and must be going on is the fact that, they have a it's a party atmosphere, to be kind. So, with all that being said, it's a good time. And like I said, look, there's a lot of stuff wrong with what goes on with this, but there's a lot of stuff right. And, something, go for it. Go for it. It's fun. One of the tie-in stories, Corey Cogdell-Viren won a bronze in her competition. Her hubby plays for the Bears. So that's a neat little tie-in there. It's fun. As I said, and it's something we need to talk about. Timmy never goes away. And something? He's going to have to try out for baseball. Twitter has been all over it. And look, you like Tim Tebow, you don't like Tim Tebow, whatever the circumstances are. Deal with it. Deal with it. He's going to hold the open tryout. I have no issue with it. He is a polarizing figure. We get all that. But as Joe and I are fond of talking about here, who is to tell somebody what they can and can't do? I get it. I get why people don't like him. One of the leads on a CBS local, ex-NFL quarterback pursuing a career in baseball after he was unable to succeed in football. Well, he succeeded in football. He has succeeded in football. But, man, the vitriol coming back. And this is the stuff that, Charlie at Charlie Wisco. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world Tim Tebow is a team player who doesn't crave attention. Joke. Tim Tebow wants to play baseball. Look, it's his life. He can do what he wants. He's a good kid. He is a sincere kid. I get on this pedestal every once in a while because I had dealings with him. You know, not like the mainstream reporters, but when I was working down in Mobile, the big recruiting war for him before he went to Florida, you know, I talked to a lot of people who know him. I went to one of his games. I was around for the press conference when he made his decision. This kid is a sincere kid. He's a spiritual kid. He wears it on his sleeve. I get it. That upsets some people. But the reality is this. He's a guy who can do whatever the hell he wants, the same as you can, the same as I can, the same as Robert can, Joe can. If you want to pursue bird watching for a career, until somebody tells you you can't do it anymore, there's nothing wrong with it. So haters, do me a favor. Stop hating. Okay? It's been 10 years since he played it. I don't think he's going to make it, but guess what? If he wants to try, so be it. Get over it. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. Together, you're beyond description.
Yeah, kiss my butt. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I've taken to Twitter to get a lot of the reaction to Tim Tebow. Want to have an open tryout for baseball. And like I said, it's just amazing. Look, there's a lot of positive. There's a great one from Big Head Sports. And, you know, if you guys remember the initial movie major league when the line, you trying to tell me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? That's great. Deadspin. Tim Tebow wants to play in MLB. We'll fail at that too. Come on, guys. You're better than that. You're better than that. Russ Bankston. Hi, is this the MLS? It's Tim Tebow, and I'd like, hello? Hello? All right, look, you want to make fun? Cool. Who am I to tell you you can't? All right, this is a good one. This is funny. Fake Sports Center. It's odd that Tim Tebow is giving a baseball a chance since he's never been past first base. Nice. Linda Cohen from ESPN. MLB tryout has reality show written all over it. Yeah, I guess. If you want to be some, you know, sarcastic. Our buddy Bob Nightingale tweeted out, his agent Brody Van Wagenen said, this may sound like a publicity stunt, but nothing could be further from the truth. And let's put it in perspective. You know, Tim Tebow, when he was in high school, he wasn't all county. He wasn't all city. He was all state in the state of Florida. All state. A hotbed for Major League Baseball. A lot of Major League Baseball players have come out of the state of Florida. You know, and I think Kelly Scaletta put it in perspective. She said, America is a place where anybody can chase their dreams, unless they're Tim Tebow. Then they should be mocked and scorned. You know, it's, again, I understand the good-natured poking, and no issue. No issue with that whatsoever. Have you some fun? That's cool. I get the good jokes. I'll make some myself. But, you know, again, the viciousness is ridiculous. And who are you to tell people that they can't pursue their dream? And I think that's what you have to keep in perspective. Jeff Darlington at Twitter, at Jeff Darlington. Good for Tebow, chasing his dream at whatever he desires, at whatever age, is what he chooses to do. It's enviable. And for the people who have bashed his football career, well, you know, I don't see how many national championship rings you're wearing. And the other aspect of it, of course, is, hey, you know, he won Denver a playoff game and got him within a game of the Super Bowl when he was quarterback. You know, NBC and ESPN, I mean, ESPN is being real cool as far as letting him go after his dreams. And I give him a lot of credit and his agent. For being upfront when they negotiated with ESPN and the SEC network. That if the opportunity came for him to pursue sports professionally, that he was going to do it. And they said, okay, we're good with it. Now, quite possibly the most idiotic tweet that I've heard is Tim Tebow is about to become the Bo Jackson of being bad at professional sports. Pete Blackburn. Oh, okay. What have you accomplished, Pete? Unbelievable. You can't make it up. If I'm a baseball player, I'm offended by Tim Tebow's belief he can just show up on the verge of turning 29 and play Major League Baseball. That's from Pro Football Talk. Well, you talk. He does. You know. Honestly. What's the big deal? Let him do it. And it's funny because John Elway, and I'll tie this right into the NFL before we go in that direction because he had some stuff on Brock Osweiler as well. But if you remember back in 2013 when Peyton went over to Denver, Joe and I were making the argument and discussing about the fact that, you know, Tim Tebow was a young quarterback, Elway made the evaluation that they could not go further with him. He just wasn't good enough. Okay, well, John Elway gets paid to make that decision. He trades to Tebow to the Jets in the offseason. And after they beat the Steelers in the wild card round, and 2012, Tebow's with the Jets. He gets Peyton Manning. Manning goes 45-12 in four seasons, giving him wins the Super Bowl. So, and Elway's right, we're wrong. But it was interesting because Elway opened up about the fact that he felt, and this is interesting because he probably would not have made the deal. He said that, and we speculated on this at the time, on why the uproar in Denver got quieted, because the fan base was passionate about Tebow being their quarterback going forward. And Elway, 5 years into the job, tells the Denver Post that nobody but Manning could have succeeded Tebow. And he talked about the reasons. He had such a fan base behind him, there was only one guy that we could have replaced him with that people would understand, and it was Peyton Manning. And he's dot on right. You know, it and it's funny because, again, at the time, we talk about it and we pursue those avenues when things like this come down. We go backdoor on a lot of stuff. Well, it's one of those backdoors that we got to talk about involving the Denver Broncos and why they would do it and how they would do it. And literally, and we were on top of this well before anybody else, the fact that the only person that could have gone into Denver and placated the fan base, because short of winning a Super Bowl, which they ended up doing in Peyton's last year, nothing would have satisfied. Nothing would have satisfied the fan base. And, you know, they were fortunate. It played out. They're going to be dealing with their own issues now. You know, Dirty Mark Sanchez going to be the guy, maybe. We're going to find out. But, you know, one of the other interesting reactions, and Elway was talking about this, is Osweiler's reaction. And, again, a little bit backstory here. When Osweiler walked from the Broncos and signed the 4-year 72 with Houston, everybody just assumed that he'd re-up with Denver. He had his sitting time behind Peyton Manning, started 7 games, got in there, did pretty well, got him to the playoffs. And for whatever reason, and this now leads me to believe, although I do believe in Bill O'Brien and his ability to coach up quarterbacks, but I'm starting to wonder whether or not Brock Osweiler is going to end up succeeding in this league, and it's a storyline that I'm going to be keeping a close eye on during the football season, because Elway was talking about the fact that during that 7-game run, that Osweiler was pissed off beyond all recognition that he got benched in the second half of the regular season finale against the Chargers. And he felt he should have started. He felt that if he, you know, because of his performance, he should have started in the playoffs. Well, for crying out loud, Osweiler, Peyton Manning is going to the Hall of Fame. And I could say one thing about this, your career right here, right now, you ain't going to the Hall of Fame. I'll promise you that. It's not going to happen. But Osweiler didn't deal it and deal with it. And look, you know, competitive athletes are who they are. We get that. But Elway was talking about it. He said, look, I understand he didn't want to sit down and have Peyton come back in that San Diego game. And it wasn't that he was playing bad. But we needed a bit of change. You know, and the reason is, you know, you got one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest quarterback of all time, on your football team. Who are you going to play? Ay, ay, ay. You know, the late great Glenn Frey talked about that with the Eagles and the legendary feud he had with Don Feldman, Fingers Feldman. In that when they wrote some of the songs, that Feldman wanted to sing some of the songs. And he was like, no. We got, you know, there's a guy sitting on the drums that has one of the best voices in music. We take advantage of that. Because Fry used to sing some of the songs, and you know, but on a limited basis. But for crying out loud, when you got Don Bleepin' Henley on a microphone, you don't hand it to Ringo. And they weren't going to hand the playoffs to Brock Osweiler. Unless, it, you know, and again, they wanted to get that half of work in with Manning. And if he wasn't back completely from the foot injury and he wasn't healthy enough to continue, they would have gone with Brock Osweiler. But the reality was that with Peyton Manning on that team, they were going to hand the ball to Peyton Manning. And he was going to lead them into the playoffs, win or lose. Well, as it turned out, he took them all the way. Hey, Brock Osweiler. And look, I could care less about the Denver Broncos. I talk about them, I report them, I root for my Giants. But honestly, you think you're going to supplant Peyton Manning in that kind of situation? You're out of your mind. And look, again, you know, you even have to look at the guy that's talking about it, John Elway. Come on. One of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the league. And a report talked about it with the fact that Osweiler did not want to play in the shadow of Peyton Manning. So it was okay that he was going to take over the Super Bowl run, but he didn't want to play in Peyton Manning's shadow in Denver. I mean, give me a break with this stuff. And the other aspect of it, which evidently got him ticked off, which is, you know, the Broncos put his contract on the back burner while Manning was contemplating retirement. Well, you know, hello, it's business. This is the world you live in. Sports is a cold-blooded business. So long as you perform, yeah, you're good to go. The second you can't perform, you go. And it ain't good. You can't get inside the brain of some of these athletes, nor do you want to. Because they don't have a clue sometimes. We'll finish it up right there on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Wrapping up this edition of the Attack. We got a nice show in front of us tomorrow. Asa Akira at 8:40 a.m. and the Dirty Road to 30, and Mary Lou Retton, legendary American gymnast, at 9:10 a.m. So we'll have a little bit of fun with that tomorrow. But again, finishing up this conversation with Denver and what went on with Brock Osweiler. And you know, look, Elway, he didn't beat the hell out of Osweiler. He said he was surprised by the reaction and everything else. He hasn't even talked to him. They haven't had a word of conversation since Osweiler moved on. And you know, that's not necessary. You make your decision as a professional. I get that. You don't have to chat with your old boss. But I think he did it in a very immature way. And for a guy who's proved nothing on the NFL level, maybe this comes back to bite him. Because if he couldn't handle the pressure of playing in Peyton Manning's shadow, and it is tough to follow the legend, no matter what level it's on, coaching or playing. Well, the expectations in Houston is that elite defense, and finally they have a quarterback, take us to the Super Bowl. That's pressure. For Denver, well, you know, it's going to be a tough year. They're going to have issues. They're probably going to get bypassed by one, if not more, teams. It's deep out west. You know, you got Trevor Siemian and Mark Sanchez competing for the starting role. And that's in itself speaks volumes about the quarterback situation in Denver. And then, you know, Paxton Lynch down the line. I mean, he's raw, green as grass. So they're going to have to get by. Their defense is going to be extraordinary, but it's going to be a lot of pressure on said defense to get it done for the Denver Broncos. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to have more fun and frivolity tomorrow. As I said, a couple of guests lined up. We'll have a good time. We'll get into the Olympics some more, some football, some baseball, and everything else that happens in the world of sports overnight and during the course of the rest of today. Have a great day, everybody.